you so over Instagram and Snapchat?
The cool way to connect is now email.
We're TNT at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
And the telephone.
Landlines are the coolest.
877-931-4TNT.
877-931-4868.
Hate it when they put letters in it.
Now, more of the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
What is this crap? Turn it off!
I always like that for a little promo for the show, and then I see the unofficial fan page put up a meme. What was the clip from yesterday?
You said it.
Yeah.
And
strong enough for your balls, gentle enough for your vagina.
Yeah, but apparently I stepped on the vagina at the end there, pussy.
Right at the end, right, yeah. The end. It was just enough that I couldn't use it.
Well, you just said it.
I said it there again. You just said it. So if you can use that, that should be pretty clean.
Yeah. That just does describe the show a lot, I think, actually. Because we love the ladies, Craig, don't we? Oh, yeah. And the ladies love us. Really, they love our... Actually, no, they don't love us that way. They love us because we agree with them on a lot of things.
They love us from afar.
From afar.
But that's still...
If I was 10 years younger, or how about if you were 10 years younger?
It doesn't have to be sexual. Gentle enough for your vagina.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Just means we can relate to you.
We can relax.
And strong enough for your balls.
We definitely are that. That's for sure. How you doing?
Hey, we got, where you at?
Oh.
And what you hauling.
Hang on here.
It's going to be a while to dig that up.
Yeah, I got
to
get it.
It's probably buried deep in the archives.
I thought it was...
haven't used it in a while.
Watch your cornhole. I thought that was that. Let me get it out here.
I think the problem with where you at, what you hauling is, we don't want somebody who's hauling their kids to school.
Or hauling ass. Yeah. We got that.
None of that.
Hauling my ass to work. Right. That push got a lot of those.
A guy driving an 18-wheeler.
Yeah.
He's got a load of a valuable cargo. That's what we're looking for.
Exactly.
And we're also looking for the song.
I got it.
Got it?
I got it, yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Here is Trevor.
Hey, Trevor.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Where you at and what you hauling, bud?
I'm in somewhere in Arkansas hauling monodicalcium phosphate.
What is that? A fertilizer of some sort?
I guess. I don't know. I was in Villisca yesterday and I tried calling.
I love
Puss's Farm.
Well, I got two songs coming up. You know, the funny part about this is you are a truck driver going to a destination. You just say you're somewhere in Arkansas.
Yeah. Well, I'm headed to Ozark, Arkansas, but I'm on like US 412 in the mountains and in the fog. It's great.
Okay, so you're at Puss's Farm.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Down to Puss's Farm, say hello to his mom. Let's go.
And today you're hauling in somewhere in Arkansas, right?
Yeah.
Where you at?
Okay. Somewhere.
Where you at?
Phosphate.
What you hauling?
All right, man. Drive safe, okay?
Hopefully. I will. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take care, Trevor.
Hopefully you figure out where you're going.
Fresh out of the pork capital. Or is it the hog capital?
It's the southwest
Iowa. Pork capital of southwest Iowa.
Yeah. Now, does every quadrant of Iowa have a pork capital, and do you know what they are?
I don't think that they do. I think it was a self-appointed title many years ago.
But afraid
of. Yeah, well, then go ahead and just claim yourself the pork capital of Iowa.
Well,
that's saying
not just one quadrant. Well, they know they're not. Probably.
They know they're not.
Not that egotistical.
They know that they are the pork capital of southwest Iowa.
There's pigs everywhere, man.
And just because someone hasn't claimed the title of pork capital of southeast Iowa doesn't mean that there shouldn't be.
Yeah.
I think southeast Iowans are slacking.
I want to know where that is.
Why they think it's a lame title.
And northwest Iowa.
We have a lot of pigs. Why you don't brag if you're already there.
In northwest Iowa.
I want to know. It's like Villisca's just bragging.
Of the four corners.
What else they got? Villisca, we celebrate murdered kids.
Of the four corners, we are the third best pork capital of Iowa.
Only six of the eight were kids in that situation.
Okay.
So you got to pick something to draw attention away from the murders.
No. The murders is where you make your tourist money.
I know it is.
That's gravy.
Yeah.
The 107-year-old murder.
That is gravy.
You still celebrate.
To go with your pork.
Right.
And to be quite honest, I think they may have taken down that sign. The pork capital of Southwest
Yeah,
Iowa.
When's
they might have redone the sign and left that part out.
When's the last time you've been to the old homestead?
In town, it's been a while.
All right.
My folks don't live in town, of course. They live on the farm.
On the farm. Exactly.
And we haven't been to the pork capital of Southwest Iowa. Quite some time.
I haven't been down that way. No, There's no reason to drive that way.
Right.
Well, there is, actually, but I don't really tell.
We're talking at least a decade, right. Maybe longer than that.
Oh, yeah. We usually meet halfway.
So I watched none of the ESPYs last night, but it dawned on me at some point.
Didn't care, didn't watch it, didn't turn it on.
The ESPYs were not on ESPN.
No.
I know.
No, they're on the mothership.
The mothership, ABC carried it.
God, I couldn't turn it off quick enough. My TV must have been on ABC when I turned it off. Because I got home last night around 10, not quarter, not 10 or something like that, and or 9 or something, whatever it was. I turned it on. It was on for a second. I couldn't get rid of it quick enough. It's just an unnecessary show.
I kind of would like to see how Tracy Morgan did. But
we're not going to get any calls on that because nobody watches
it. Right. That's about the extent of my interest.
Right.
I would want to see Tracy Morgan if he did go drop an F-bomb or something. That's apparently, all I would have wanted to hear.
Apparently he didn't, but does he do anything funny?
I've got part of the monologue with him taking shots at all sports, including horse racing.
Oh, jeez.
Give it a shot at that?
Try it.
All right.
Give it a try. Give it a chance.
There was another controversy at the Kentucky Derby. A horse named Maximum Security got disqualified for breaking the rules. Maximum Security? Hey, if you don't want your horse to seem suspicious, don't name him after a prison. Because names are important. If someone asks who did it, you're going to say Todd from accounting or Rikers Island Rick. I think Rikers Island Rick did it because I never trusted that dude at all. His secretariat was the greatest athlete ever, and he took almost as many horse tranquilizers as Lawrence Taylor.
All right. See, that's jock humor. Yeah, it's not funny.
That is sports comedy.
It's sports comedy, which is not funny. Never is. Listen to sports radio. It's never funny.
Although you could aggravate Petey by playing the secretariat. That makes him mad.
Yeah, that makes me mad, too. It's stupid. Horses aren't athletes. They're just fast because they're horses. That's not good at all. And because he's not doing what he would be doing in a regular thing.
Yeah.
He's doing sports
comedy.
He's
not getting any of those guys pregnant.
And by the way, all that crowd, they're too uptight to laugh, too.
Well, you know, I think a lot of the sports guys want Tracy to be funny.
They do, but
sure.
But they want to be, but not the guys still playing. The jocks.
And Tracy's.
No, I think the guy's still playing.
Tracy's wheelhouse is dropping some mother F bombs
right
in there here, you know,
right,
sprinkled in.
I mean, he's a very funny stand up comedian, but that's not his stand up.
That's a dialed back Tracy Morgan.
Yeah.
That's an I'm doing this for the paycheck Tracy Morgan.
Right. God, that sounded brutal. And he's very funny.
He is.
And that's brutal.
He is. Yeah. A new survey has come out from bankrate.com. And looking at factors like affordability, wellness, weather, culture, crime, they determined the best and the worst states in the union to retire.
Oh, retire. I've read these before. And like anything, they're usually subjective.
Warm climates?
No, it's subjective because they'll list states I guarantee you would want to retire, but it's just
probably
because,
just low cost of living.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, because
it's affordable.
And every one of them, a lot of them sound really boring, which, you know, including the state.
Well, remember, I said they looked at factors like affordability, as we said.
Right. Sure.
Wellness, weather, culture, and crime. And determining these rankings.
So North Dakota's not going to win just on affordability because of weather and culture and lack of.
Yeah, but there's lack of crime, so.
A lot of times they don't like too hot places, they don't like too cold places, so it's usually in the middle, which sometimes is just boring.
Yeah.
I've seen these lists, and they always vary wildly, too, you know. Depending on the.
Half of these will make a whole lot of sense, and half will make no sense.
Yeah, exactly. That's true, yeah. To us.
Well, I was pleased to see that Arkansas was at 11, North Dakota at 13.
God.
Kansas is at 7, the seventh best place in the nation to retire.
That's three.
And
I'm not going to pick on those
5,
states,
4,
but...
3, 2, 1 goes Florida, as you can well imagine. South Dakota at 4. Missouri at 3.
Oh, Jesus.
Iowa at 2.
I'm not picking on the states
and
listening
at number
to us,
one,
but I'm about to.
The best place to retire in the United States of America, the great state of Nebraska.
Nope.
Really?
I'll hammer our own here.
Yeah,
no, it's not.
None of those are any on anybody's dream list.
None.
None of those that you mentioned. Maybe Florida. I can see.
Oh, yeah, I even hear you say Florida.
Who wanted to retire in Florida.
Five. Okay, only because, yeah, of course, Florida is different. I think that's better than the rest of them you mentioned, for sure, because it's beaches and there's sun. But the rest of them, who cares?
Yeah, most of these places seem like places you would retire in, but then you would leave immediately.
Or just die. Or maybe that. You know, they mean retire and stay, these articles,
no,
obviously.
No, I might be in that state when I decided to retire, and then I'm going to move somewhere else real quick.
Way in hell. Now, once again, there's no way in hell.
That's just to make people who are stuck in those
exactly,
places
right.
can't afford to go somewhere after they retire.
And that's pretty much
make them feel a little better.
I know people can hear us anywhere in the world, but that's pretty much our area where everybody's listening to us, and screw them all.
Yeah.
Screw that.
My dad doesn't have any money, but somehow he managed to make his way to Arizona.
Got to Phoenix, right.
Where is Arizona, just out of curiosity, on that list?
The American Southwest.
Yeah. It should be higher than, it should be number one or two.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You would think.
There should be, I mean, granted, you can't afford some places, I get it, but you would think just, you know, Florida, Arizona, I don't know, if you want to live
in California,
but then they say don't let, and usually they're not on those because the taxes are real high, but taxes are high here. Taxes are ridiculously here.
Yeah, that's everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arizona shows up at number 38 on the list.
Okay. Does it say why you wouldn't want to be there? Because that's a retirement capital.
They're bad in crime and affordability.
Well, you can get...
yeah, but isn't like half the population of Arizona retirees?
Yeah, it is. I mean, a lot of it is.
Right? Yeah, but the other half are criminals.
Obviously, there's a trend here.
And all of those stats that you mentioned, you know, vary throughout even the Phoenix metro area.
Exactly. It all depends where you live.
Sure. Yeah, you know, like Dad couldn't afford to live up in North Scottsdale or someplace like that. Some, you know, we're multi homes. You'll see the signs that say "from the low millions."
The low millions.
Like they're touting it as something affordable, which it
millions.
Is for that neighborhood.
Yeah. The low millions.
Yeah, but you could buy Dad's house for less than the low millions, and there's not a lot of crime in his little community, and so. All of those states that you listed, there's towns that are a little less affordable.
Well, I read something.
I mean, if you wanted to retire out in western Kansas, you know, I'm sure you could do it on a couple $100,000. Make that go for a while.
Yeah, of course you could. You know, I saw another list a couple days ago about top 26 cities that people are fleeing. And it gave a little paragraph about each city, and I expected to see Newark, New Jersey, and things like that. But these are actually decent cities, I thought. And Omaha was in there, but in the paragraph it said people are fleeing Omaha, which is not really fleeing. Actually, the city's going up in population, but they say they're fleeing it. It's affordable, and blah blah blah, kids, blah 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 blah. But crime is up. You're going to get stabbed anywhere you go, basically. And I'm thinking, and that was the reason it said. I'm thinking, I don't remember. And that's like anywhere a city the size of this, there's going to be some crime. But that was the only reason they said people were fleeing Omaha. I thought, no, actually, Fortune 500.
Probably not true.
I know. It wasn't. That's why I thought the whole list was
that's
stupid.
A really.
But I read this. Then there was other. And of course, it was typical. It was L.A., San Francisco, New York. I said, you know, they don't really care if people flee because they're loaded.
And that's
people.
A misleading headline.
It is. Yeah. And it said fleeing.
Unless your population is dropping.
And Omaha's is not.
Yeah. Right. You can't say people are fleeing. Because for everyone who flees, obviously, someone's moving
eight
in.
Eight people to, move in, right.
Right.
And stab them. People.
Yeah.
And stab people.
Well, I also saw a list of brands that people were fleeing. They were once big, and they say people are fleeing
I read
these
one that,
brands.
Is it the one that said millennials are killing?
Yeah.
No. I saw that list, too.
I don't know. But
there's one, called,
one of the brands that people were leaving, were fleeing.
Is what?
Was Nike.
No, they're not.
No, they are. But they're bringing in enough new people to where, you know.
Yeah,
really
I got it. Oh, because, yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah. No. See, there is a difference between a net loss and just people and the number of people fleeing.
People are buying more Nikes, but people are leaving,
but
too.
But people are still, the young kids are, it's too popular. No one ever goes
there.
Oh,
is that why?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
Is not the Kaepernick crap? That
no,
part
no, no, it has nothing to do with all that.
Old guys still wear Nikes. They don't care.
No, I think the kids like the Adidas now.
Oh, is that it now?
Is that it?
All right.
The young kids, yeah.
Yeah, but Nike doesn't have a problem.
Well, you know, Nike's like not involved in golf anymore.
The retirement thing, too, I did see there was a Fox Business host last week, or just a host. I don't know who it was. This is how lame this sounded. And this is nonpartisan, but he was an ass about this. He said that you know, because more Americans aren't retired because they can't afford it. And he goes, that's good because retirement's boring anyway. A blanket statement.
That's good.
He took crap on the social media, just telling people you don't need to retire. It's boring anyway.
Take it from me. I'm bored as hell.
Yeah, a lot of people work their ass off at crappy jobs that want to retire. Or not even crappy jobs, just want to retire. And he's telling them, we can't help you with that.
All right. The worst places to retire.
Yeah, we're not going to retire.
I don't see that happening.
I'm going to retire to the grave.
Yeah.
That should be it. Where's the best
place
to retire?
They say the worst place is to retire. Maryland. My Maryland.
And why?
It's bad in affordability and whatever the third class is there.
Yeah, damn ocean sucks there.
Culture, whatever that means.
Yeah. I wouldn't be in Baltimore, but Maryland's a fine state.
New York at 49.
Yeah, they're having trouble getting people there.
Alaska at 48.
Yeah, but New York.
Illinois at 47. Washington State at 46.
I can understand not retiring to New York City, but like Todd said, you know, we go upstate New York. I bet it's a way more affordable than living in New York City.
Yeah. These lists they're clickbait lists.
Mid-state Washington.
Whatever you like, but those states that are on the top, including our own, that's worthless.
That's not full of crime. It's fairly affordable. But, you know, if you want to live in western Washington, yeah, it's going to cost you.
I know a lot of, we've been here a long time in Omaha, so we can feel like we talk like natives. But the natives that have been here a long time that I've known all want to leave when they retire. Because they're tired of the weather. It's just too freaking
cold. That's the biggest factor.
That's it.
Yeah. Tired
and
of the
weather. I'm not hammering the city because we love the city, but I know guys my age that are born and raised here all want to leave eventually when they get older.
I don't know too many people who don't want eventually a change of scenery.
Yeah, just a change of scenery. Right, exactly. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. You know, can't afford it. Never pull the trigger. You might miss your cousin two blocks away who you never see anyway.
That kind of stuff.
Flick it off.
Flick it on.
Plus, have you read the Facebook note from the guy who's involved with a stripper and wants advice?
Oh, yeah. I think that came in our email, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm curious, what kind of advice does he want?
Take care of that.
Well, I think that's the advice. Should he continue taking care of it?
Is he jealous that she's a stripper now?
Here's his story.
Read the email.
23-year-old fan raised on Todd and Tyler.
Thank you.
That's good.
And he's dating a stripper. That's our kids there, Craig.
We can see that.
Yes, we can.
Currently involved with a smoking hot 22-year-old stripper.
Yeah.
Last night, I'm on my way to pick her up. She decides to drive drunk. She made it less than 2 miles before the stadies stopped her. Blew four times the limit. 0.32.
You mean alcohol?
Yeah.
There's no limit to that other.
No, there's not.
Or is there?
3.2?
Well, that's four times the legal limit.
That's a drunk stripper, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of drinking in a short period of time, too, probably. I was about to go to jail when I arrived. The cops knew me because I donate donuts to the department weekly, so, of course, they love me. Once I arrived, they agreed to arrest her, take her to detox for a half an hour, and then let me pick her up. Since I picked her up, I'm now legally responsible for her for the day. If she drives, I could face charges.
You mean today?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I get to spend the day babysitting a smoking hot stripper with her 3-year-old. I've hidden the car keys.
Oh, strippers don't have kids.
Picked up her favorite snacks and the cigarettes she'll be wanting. So I'm just curious. Any advice? Oddly enough, I actually really care about the girl.
Well, I didn't hear that part. Yeah, I was about to give her some advice before that part.
Yeah, I need her to listen for a day, which she doesn't do well.
He's trying to protect her from killing herself or killing somebody else, obviously, from drinking and driving.
And I do feel partially
guilty.
How hot
is she? Apparently she's hot.
Yeah, I did introduce her to my friend Harvey Wallbanger on Monday night.
I'm sure you should feel guilty.
You guys know what that drink can do. I don't know that I've had a Harvey Wallbanger in some
time. That's an old school drink,
it
man.
It really is.
That's an old school drink. Grandma drank that, and she wasn't a stripper.
yeah, I don't know what to tell you about.
First of all, he's got the 3-year-old stripper. Where's the old man at?
Yeah.
You know, where's the biological dad?
I've given you all
I know, the information. I know. I'm asking for this guy if he's going to email us back. If she's hot, stick with it. That's our advice.
Yeah, but
no, it's not.
No, it's not.
High maintenance do you want? How high maintenance?
I don't.
Can you?
And he's really
sustain.
Young. He's young also, right? 23.
Yeah.
Okay, another hot chick around the corner. Really, there is.
Yeah.
He's a young guy. You can pick up another hot chick
if you really care about her. But that sounds.
Does you want her to quit stripping?
Super high maintenance.
And where can we see her?
There's a picture in our.
No, where can we see her dance?
Oh, I don't know.
Don't say
that.
It out loud, but. We do investigate further.
We're not going to share the picture.
We have to see her naked. Is she in a naked bar or is it a bikini bar? Or is it in Wichita, Omaha, or somewhere else in the country?
All right, here comes some more information. Grandma was a go-go dancer. Baby daddy, out of the picture.
Grandma could be 50.
And he probably doesn't want to mention where she works.
Grandma was 50 as a go-go dancer.
Probably.
Yeah. That's an album title.
Grandma
or
was a go-go
Grandma
dancer.
Was a go-go dancer. That's like the password.
I don't understand what he wants. I'm glad we raised him. We seem like we raised him right.
I think he wants to know if he should hang around with that.
If she doesn't, well, he's the one who got her drunk. Listen, getting drunk is one thing. People do get drunk. Even older people get drunk. Does she have a problem with alcohol? We need to hear that.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Does she want to continue stripping? And does he want her to continue stripping? Is she one of those kind of guys that starts dating the stripper because they're hot, but then doesn't want them to strip anymore? There's a lot of those guys.
No, he says, here it is. He offered the office in Lincoln.
Oh, yeah, the place? Okay, all right.
Grandma was a go-go dancer.
I love that.
Who smokes my weed.
We raised our son right, didn't we, Craig?
Yeah.
We raised him right. Selling weed to his stripper girlfriend's grandma. That is our son.
I'm wondering if this is
That's our son.
Is this her first DUI?
Yeah, I don't want her to kill him.
Right.
Herself or anybody else,
there's
obviously.
More than one. I don't know. Do you feel a responsibility to babysit?
He does today because he has to.
But
because she drives, he's in trouble.
Yeah. At what point?
I ain't babysitting.
Do you get really tired of that?
No, babysitting.
About the end of today.
Yes.
Yeah.
When you get tired of that.
No, he says she has a serious problem.
Oh. Well, try to help her. But if she doesn't want to help herself, find another stripper.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah.
You can just make suggestions at this point.
Do you have a picture there of her?
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to check it out during the breakdown. Oh, who says she's hot? Okay. He called her a smoking hot stripper.
Yeah. Well, he's right.
All right. And she's young? She's not like a 45-year-old stripper?
23. Or 22.
Hello.
She's 22.
Okay.
No, that's grandma after smoking his weed.
Grandma was a go-go dancer. We raised him right, though. Sounds like he got his head on the straight there. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.